relief. There's a dangerous fixture coming into it. The momentum that Cork had versus the both the rest that we had, but so overall relief. But I think when you consider that we have played now 19 games in 25 weeks from the 7th of January, 12 of the team that started today started on the 7th of January, and Conor Glass and Ethan Doherty on the same day played in the Ireland Club semi-final. So look, there's a lot of debate about freshness versus rotation versus everything. So look at, I think we have we're proving that playing football and the same players playing all the time is no bad thing either, you know. So just relieved that Cork team were dangerous. Like we had somebody watching them in Parky Creeve last week. Some of us were at the rest of the games. We played them in the league and that was a draw. And Cork and Italy are a breed of people that don't lack confidence. So them coming to Croke Park and the good support there today. So we were exceptionally weary of them. But that was a brilliant way for us to prepare, because we were razor sharp in terms of the detail into which we went into them on. We had a good feel of them, playing them twice in the last 2 years. So, it's a very satisfying win, even though we have still a lot of work to do to improve. If we were to beat the next batch of teams, once you get to this finer end of the wedge, it's a lot more difficult. So we'll have to significantly improve our performance. But I feel that's on us as well, you know.
Did you say, you seem to respond well when they got big scores?
Yeah, we did. I suppose they started the game well. I thought in the first 8 to 10 minutes they controlled an awful lot of ball. We struggled on our own kickouts. We struggled to get our hands on the ball, even though Cork weren't capitalising, we were mentally pretty well set up. We needed to get more ball. We went into a 6-2 lead, and our next five attacks into half time, we caught possession up, or dropped two shorts, hit one wide, and that gave Cork momentum. So going in there just before half time, Cork did have a bit of momentum. We looked at them in the last two games. They are dangerous off momentum, and by God, when they got that goal, it was dangerous as well, you know. But look at the response we got. I'm very, very proud of them, you know.
Were you surprised how much Cork were written off coming into the game, or did you even buy into it because you were heavy favourites?
Yeah, I'll tell you the truth, Mal. I don't read the papers, and I'm not using social media at the minute, so I was unaware of what was going on the outside. You get an odd thing sent to you, but people that send me stuff like that, they're quickly deleted from my contacts, you know. So I was clinical in terms of how we prepared, and so were the players. We were under no illusion to what we faced. So of course we're underdogs, that's news to me. We felt it was a 50-50 game, and that left our preparation razor sharp.
From watching them over the past couple of weeks with the Mayo game, and obviously with Roscommon and Kerry, What was the main concern going into it?
How dangerous Cork are when they have momentum. How good they are in opposition kickouts. Their heavy zonal press was something that we're very aware of. When they turn you over and they get their tails up, as I said to you, they're a breed of people that are innately very confident, and that's a dangerous thing. So we talked about when they did get those turnovers, when they did get the big scores, it wasn't about what had happened. It wasn't about postmortems. It was how we reacted. And there you are, straight from their goal today. The players dusted themselves down and went up the field and stuck the ball in the net at the other side. And from that point on, I felt we were well on the road, because that was worth more than 3 points to us. It was a huge sucker blow for Cork, I felt, at that stage, you know.
2 points from Paul Cassidy, putting Matty Taylor in the back foot, and Cluckey with Sean Powder was a big swing in the game for you.
Yeah, they were huge. Two huge matchups that we had, you know. Matty Taylor, Ian Maguire, and obviously their forwards then as well. They were players that we identified. Phil Brenton did a brilliant job on Ian Maguire as well. He was instrumental, along with Matty Taylor, in the last number of victories that they had. They both gave us a lot of bother down in Cork in the National League in our last game. Even though we hadn't our strongest team out, they were key players. So Paul Chiasi not only nullified, and Brent not only nullified, but we felt we hurt them then going the other way then as well. So yeah.
That's for a good spot to be.
I suppose we got to an Ireland semi-final this year, so it's nice to get back there. We've got promotion this year. We've won the McKenna Cup. We're in a National League final. We won another Ulster Championship. I suppose there is a bit of commentary out there that that Derry maybe aren't amongst the elite teams, and I think that's fair. But it's our job now to get ourselves back into that last four again, till we do ourselves slightly more justice than we did here 12 months ago in the Ireland semi-final, you know.